Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're glad you came our way. Brother Freedom is going to be bringing a message directed by the Holy Spirit, and we hope you stay tuned for the whole recording because we really never know what's going to happen, but it's always going to be great. God bless you.
Well, we just want to welcome everybody in all of the world tonight because actually this message is going all over the world. The Lord assured me that He's doing a great work with it, so. Well, I feel so unworthy. I hope God will bless you, and that this word has a direct voice going out, prepare ye the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's coming very soon. Many don't believe it, they don't receive it, but nevertheless, it's going to come to pass. When these things come to pass, the word of God says, look up your redemption draweth nigh. The redemption is the time that the saints are going to go back into heaven. And it's going to be a spectacular day. It's going to be a day of honor. It's going to be a day of great joyfulness, great celebrations. It's, you know, I've never had really very many vacations when I'm going to Texas when Betty and I was first married. And I really enjoyed it, but it was a lot of strain on that trip going back and coming back also. It was a lot of hard driving. We had to drive day and night to do it. But, you know, we're going to be in a place very soon that's going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. I have not seen neither ear heard, neither had it entered the heart of men. That things are prepared for them who love God. God has prepared us a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And Apostle Paul said, for those that's looking for His coming. You know, a lot of people, really, they're not looking for His coming. If you get truthful, a lot of people say, hey, I don't want nothing like that. But God longs, in the book of James, He longs for His saints, His kids, to come home. See, God is longing, and God gives us His way sooner or later. He longs for the day that His children will come home. Because God, if you could understand His love, is beyond any... He's proved it to me, you know, He accepts you like you are. I've seen something so wonderful that God's grace is beyond any imagination that we can see. As long as we try, God will work with us. As long as we try, and this morning He told me, a lot of times what happens, we sin, and then we're like Adam and Eve. And God says, where art thou? Where art we? Because we're hiding from Him. And that hiding, we're separating. And so God has no other choice, because God will not force Himself upon us. He will not let the roof fall on us and wake us up. God says, hey, He's too kind. That's what happens to us. We need to realize that our bodies are so tinsel of so fine delicacy. I believe that we're more like, you know, we call us women are sort of delicate. Well, men are too. We're in a delicate situation because there's not much difference between the two. God's been showing me. But it's how we feel. Our mindset is upon the Lord. Those are the things that's going to carry us through. And the faith and the trust we have. This is some basic rules to play with. That God wants us to know, like baseball game, football game, we got rules. But you know, you're out if you're in, or you're safe, or you're out. We need to realize that God is full of grace, full of forgiveness, loving kindness, tender mercy, compassion. He has those things out of us all the time. He realizes that we're made out of dust. He remembered where He brought us from. And He knew how that Adam and Eve, even at the first, how they had seen God face to face, but yet they blew it. He still loved Adam and Eve. He loves us. We got to get it through our heads. That's the part. If we get that through our heart, the love of God in us, we can be saved and keep saved. We have once saved, always saved. It works if we do that. But if we don't do that, then we're in trouble. And that's where a lot of mankind has got to a place that they're hiding from the Lord our God. And God's here to rearrange our lives, to bless us, to let His Spirit move mighty in these last hours. And there's going to be, whether anyone believes it, there's going to be great and mighty exploits. Like what happened this week. I was here, but yet I wasn't here. Things like these things are coming to pass. God moves mighty. There's no distance with God. He can be in India in a second. God is a supernatural being. And He's going to move mightily in the last hour. Barnabas, I knew Barnabas. He used to ride an elephant in circus, that circus boy. The lion was going to get to him, and he was translated in India from about 200 miles. It was only a second from the time that he got He found himself way down around Calcutta or someplace like that. Philip, the eunuch there, was translated. I'm not trying to scare people, but if God is realistic, we're just not used to what he is because no people have really know him too well. Most people have never really ventured. You know, they've made up all these rules about churches. It's not really all in the word. We need to be realized it's the Spirit of God that moves upon us. It moved upon the face of the deep. It'll move upon our lives the same way. And we don't show God anything. This concept that we know we're going to show the Lord, we don't show him nothing. We need to let him show us everything day by day. That's the answer. So tonight I just pray that God will bless this word. I pray that you'll bless the hearts of the people. Father, I pray especially for Robin this night. If her mother's heard me right now, just agree with me. And we're going to pray for a supernatural healing touch from heaven. Father, we pray that that daughter will be healed. Lord God, she'll be used in that ministry. We pray for tonight, if out there right this second, if there's those that have needs, whatever the need is, believe and agree. And God is we're more than conquerors through him which loves us. And God will heal you. He will bless you. He'll forgive you. Whatever your need is, he's there tonight to touch you in a mighty way. My voice is sort of raspy. Hopefully God will, through time, it'll be better. But I'm going to do the very best I can do. And if you don't hear me, I'm still praying in the Spirit. And I'm going to pray for you. And you, if I make any bobbles, you just go ahead and forgive me and help me and believe that God's going to do a supernatural power this night because he moves through the weakness. And I have a weakness here tonight. And the Bible said if we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us, resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. So we're going to resist the powers of darkness. And we're going to draw nigh unto the Lord this night in the name of the Father, name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And great and mighty miracles are going to happen this night. This night. Oh, hallelujah. That must be about second month, 8th day of February. We're believing for miracles tonight. We're going to believe that mighty things are going to take place. We're going to believe that you're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. God's going to supernaturally touch your life and a new hold, a new direction. As we're going to come out through this time between now and time the Lord comes, we're going to get on fire. We're going to have the joy of the Lord. We're going to have a celebration. We're going to come and worship our Lord. We're going to praise him. We're going to call upon his name, and he's going to hear and answer us, and he's going to be with us. He's going to lead us by the mighty Spirit of God, and he's going to show us where we're going to go. He's going to show us what we're going to do. He is mighty, and he is great. God is before us. Who can be against us? Even my voice is starting to get better. God's here tonight to develop himself to us in a very powerful way. Help us tonight. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray that you move on your people this night in a very special way. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and then the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for thy goodness evermore. God bless all you dear people. We pray that God will touch you in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to go back to Ephesians, the first chapter. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Boy, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Hallelujah. What a word. What a statement. His grace is sufficient. His grace is there to help us. His grace is like an artesian well. It just keeps pumping, never stops. It just goes, gushes of supernatural water, streams of heavenly sunshine in life, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved. You know, with our own self, we could not make ourselves acceptable. There's no way. But God, with his grace, he makes us acceptable to the brethren. And we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. God's not a respecter of person. That means he loves each one of us the same. The only thing is, he helps those who help themselves. He works with those that help themselves. For those who are lazy, he sort of backs off. He still has love, as they say, but he just doesn't touch in a tangible way like it is. When you really work heartily for the Lord, God will work with you. And that's what this tonight is about. I know that I really don't know, but the supernatural, I do know tonight is going to be a good night because I know that I'm going to give a scripture right here that ties in what you've spoken. But it says, speaking the truth in love, where we may grow up in him and all things. Do you ever be around where trees were planted takes a lot of work to get trees in this country to get where the roots system will get down the ground. You have to generally go in, rip it real deep, especially in the rows where the trees are. But a lot of planting has to be done. And then when you plant the trees and work the ground up and all the serious things that you have to do, then comes the time that tree becomes a plant in the ground. They take it from like a little piece of tree, and then when it starts growing, it becomes a live tree. It's like we are when we become a live Christian. But it takes a lot of preparation from the time that the tree is first put in the ground. And it really parallels with the Christian life, because the trees take about 1 to maybe 5 years before they start producing. And that's really the way that Christians are. We should not encourage someone to go out here and take up a ministry until they know what it's all about. We're crippling them, because that's what we're doing. Many times when I've seen people, we get people saved, they send them down to San Francisco. I've seen that face the pieces of darkness, and they're not equipped at that time. We need to grow in the Lord. We need to have a time and a season with God. Israel used to have a time when marriages, the husband and the wife had a full year, and they didn't have to worry about work. It's a time that they could just get to know each other and have that special sharing the time. And that's where we are with the Lord. We need, when we first saved, we need to have a real encounter with the Lord. We need to have those brothers and sisters who will help us in that infancy time, that time when we really don't know the way. But those that are deep in the Lord can help us. And that's what the ministry is about. It's not out here really trying to do these wonderful things through the works of, but this is for helping young ones. Well, that's what the church has done. They've helped the young ones, but they have forgot that doesn't stop. That's just the beginning of having a whole life in the Lord. You wouldn't go out here and plant an orchard and just water it 1 year and say, well, I'm going to shut the pump off now because it's not going to do anything. That's out of time. That's what we're doing with people. We're out here getting around to get salvation. Just the time the Spirit of God starts moving up on them. Oh, now please don't do that. You're getting a little bit too, no, God says that's when we give God a free hand. They need to grow. We need to help them grow. And through that, actually, we stop the process of trees maturing. Trees probably, it takes an average, I would say, 3 to 5 years, basically, to start putting any fruit on them trees. Dairy cows the same way. First and second year, they don't give very much milk. First year, don't give near as much as they do the second year. Third year, they keep getting better. That parallels with the saints. We don't stop growing. We start getting better. So we grow in the Lord. We grow in the power of might. We grow in His wisdom and His knowledge and His strength. We grow by the move of the Spirit of God. And when we start stopping the growth, we kill the plant. And pretty soon you can't produce any fruit. John 15 chapter, it talks about we are the branches. Any branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh and purges it. They might be bear more fruit. And the branches are the part that bears the fruit. We need to realize that God trims us a little bit. And that time is not because God chastises us, but he loves us. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So we have to, if your Bible plainly says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in me, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. It says, seek ye the Lord, and his strength, seek his face forevermore. So that lets us know God has a plan for us to literally seek God. We don't have to just go to some little Sunday school. I mean, they're all right for beginnings. But there's a time when we need to come in the presence of God. And we're not going to know it from someone else that doesn't know it either. We learn it from the one that teaches us, God the Father. And God hasn't lost nobody. God's smarter than we ever thought about. We think God is illiterate. God's not illiterate. He made everything before we ever thought about it. We need to get that out of our comprehension. That God is ever withhold. He doesn't make any mistake. 30 years ago, I thought about that today. God's letting these things come to pass. I can prove things now. Prove today that my heart, God gave me a new heart. 30 years ago, I did something today that people can't do. Unless God's over. I know what's Hey, go see what some specialist, maybe find out what's wrong with me. But it's nothing wrong with me. I'm some, right. But they don't understand that God is God. But God has supernaturally showed me all these 30 years that He is the best teacher over anyone. And I've never read anything but the Word. And I asked Glenn today, my therapist, I said, how do you think I stack up with the average person? He said, you're way above. I said, see, I've been eating God's Word. I said, you know what I did this morning? I was quoting scriptures when I was in physical therapy. He said, I understand that. See, I said, philosophy is you got to go out here and do all these things and got to live and sow your oats and all these stuff, and then you're going to have real success in life. But it doesn't work that way. Success in life, and that all Christians should believe that success is from God. God wants to help you, and if you don't have success, you're not going to make it in life. God brings the increase. God brings the demands. God has a purpose. Every day of your life can be ordered by God Himself. Every day of my life, if God be for me, who can be against me? And when He told me when I was sick just a month ago, He said, my son, lo, I'll be with you always. When He said that, I could not be upset. And Glenn told me today, he says, you know, people can figure you out. You was laid in that bed there, and you was really in bad shape. I said, yes, it was. But I didn't feel that. I felt good. And through that, God started showing me how the average Christian is. They're way like a stroke person. Has no power. When I couldn't raise my hand. They can't raise their hand and praise God. Okay, if they can, they got feeble hands. Their heart's not right with God. So their heart's not coming right. God wants the purity of God's blessing. He wants the vitality of God's power, the anointing to come upon us like a mighty surge from heaven. If we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. Greater is He that's within me. He says, oh, the world tonight, you need Jesus. You need the cross of Calvary. You need the power of God. You need the anointing of God. You need the shelter of God. You need the protection of God. You need the deity of God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His all-seeing eye is on the righteous. His ears are open to the cries. God's here to deliver us. God's here to shape our lives in the image of His Spirit. He's here to help us. We've got so programmed that the churches don't even know what's happening. They really don't. I'm saying it's kind. They don't know the Spirit of God. And I tell you, without the Spirit of God, I'd really be fearful of most people. And I don't want to scare people, but Lord, children, there's not going to be a lot going to heaven. That's scary. Because everybody's going to heaven. I mean, every church in town is going to heaven. It's going to take a lot to make heaven. We got to come out and be ye separate, said the Lord. I was talking to Glenn today about that. You know, the Bible says, be ye separate. And you know, that's the thing about, we was talking about young people, how that they don't want to separate themselves. They don't want to be a loner. When I was in the army, I was a loner. God was with me. And everybody said terrible things about me. But there came a time when they didn't say no more. God was before me, and He went with me. And I'm not tooting my horn because I'm nothing. But I know God has a plan for the young people. He's got a plan for society. He's got a plan for the Church of Jesus Christ. He's got a plan that God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He wants us on fire for God. He wants us. We're more than conquerors through Him. Many of us, we're not hot or cold. We're lukewarm. And God said He's going to spew us out of His mouth. God is here to rend your lives this day. He's come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Come to me, seek me, the Lord thy God, for I have chosen thee to do a task while you're here, that I might incorporate my blessings upon thee, and I would incorporate my love. But I say my people are far from me. When I start moving through my spirit, it hears everyone. They do not know me, so I have no way of even reaching them. I move through my spirit. I've given in my word. In the last day, thou must worship me in spirit and truth. I say my people will worship me a little, but they won't worship me in no spirit. They try to worship in their own willful, their own habits, their own willful way. But I wish for my people to come out from among them, walk in my spirit, that they might be blessed, that I might rearrange the lives of those in a very powerful way. Because in this last hour, you're going to need a lot of strength, says the Spirit of God. And my people are going to crumble. They're going to crumble when the hard heavy loads get upon their shoulders. They can't bear it. And when that happens, they will backslide to the depth. And they will not be able to be ready at that day that's approaching this day in this nation. And I say there's things coming to pass that's going to come upon this land that people need my grace. They need my blessing to their life, that I might bless them and might be with them in a very large way, in a very powerful way, that I would meet their needs, that I would incorporate my love upon them, and I would help them through the times of struggling, through the times of temptation, that I would be with them, and I should guide them, and I should direct them. My people really need to know me, for I, the Lord thy God, have chosen many. But this night, many, many are falling far, follow me very far off. They have fallen in very, very distance this night. I wish my people to come close. If they'll come close, I will hear their cries. I shall forgive them and save them this night. The Lord Jesus, I thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here to bless people. It comes by studying God's Word. It comes by just sitting down and saying, Lord, is there something that I'm missing? Am I missing something? The Lord will say, yes, something's missing. You know, in a lot of places, whenever God has a servant of His that comes down with a message from heaven, most places, they kick him out, and they don't want him to come back. That's what God's way of speaking to the people, but they won't allow it. So the Bible says, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, said the Lord. You know, we think we know so much because we read this wonderful word, and it says some things, but it says a lot of things. But you can read this word with the Spirit, you get a lot different meaning than you do without, when you read it in your own carnal mind. Our minds are not subject to the Spirit. The Bible says we must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I believe that the Spirit of God is going to come on those this last days, which I'm saying last days, I believe very powerfully, the people that choose God are going to be led by His Spirit. And He's here to enable us to supernaturally help us, bless us. And one of the areas that I think that we're all very short in is love. And the Bible says, love suffereth long as kind. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. You know, we see people, they don't demonstrate love. It says, though I have the gift of prophecy, I understand all mysteries and all knowledge. I see these so-called prophets. They're so hard. It says, a prophet is nothing. Love suffereth long as kind. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. When we think we got so many, we better really line up with God. When we think in our own framework, oh, I'm such a good Christian, maybe you're not so good after all when you start lining up with God. God has a framework of love, a framework of peace, a framework of trust. But trust and love, many of God's people don't know what it is. They don't really know how to trust God. They go down to get a bad experience like I want. They're going to go get bent or out of shape. They're going to get really, their heart's going to maybe some stop because of the trauma. We need to have trust that God will never leave us. If He takes me home, then I'm going to be in heaven. And just a quick shoot, there. We need to have it in the heart. You know, we made Christianity so easy. It's good that we did in the way to get people in. But after they got in, then we should say, hey, you got to come into the depth. But see, that's where the trouble is. They don't want no one to say nothing. And that's coming against what God has in this wonderful word. It says, love not the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world passeth away in the lust thereof, and he doeth the will of God shall abide forever. My little children, these things are right in you that sin not. But any man sin, we have the advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation of our sins, not for sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. God has given us marvelous grace to shelter us, to protect us, to be with us in a mighty way. And God is going to do great and mighty. I've seen healing this here recently. God's moving mighty. I know that Robin, all these ones are going to be healed. God is not slack concerning His promises. But as long suffering us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. You know what? I've heard this for the last 20 years. That's the biggest thing I got out of church. Well, you know, God's, you know, he just don't heal no more like he used to. But he's never changed. We're the one that's changing. We've changed, and you give God a black eye. You know, God is mighty. God's going to use people who work valiantly in the gifts and the power. Love someone long as God. Love bonds not itself, is not puffed up. How many people are puffed up? Doth not behave itself unseemly. Think of not our own way. You know, how many Christians got to have their own way? I remember our churches, I was ashamed of the things I've seen. That's why I started praying. I see people get upset because paint got a little bit different color or something like that. When this happened many years ago, I started praying. That's why I prayed earnestly for about better than 7 years. People have a revival, but the thought is back walking around the wilderness just like the Israelites did, walking complaining. God doesn't do much, you know. They didn't have to say it. They were speaking it because of their deeds. Our deeds are speak righteousness. Our deeds are to. We're read by a book. I shouldn't have to tell anybody I'm a Christian. I don't. They see it. They feel it. It's in you. You don't go around bragging. You just, but your mighty, your Heavenly Father is so gigantic and He's so wonderful. Glory to God. We're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. Now, here a few weeks back, the Lord said to me, go for it. And I'm going for it. I'm one person that's going to go for it. If the whole world don't want to come, then I'll just go for it anyway. God's going to have His way, and I'm going to go with Him. He's going to lead me through the deep times of struggles and temptation. God is forever faithful. He will keep you. He will save you. He'll deliver you. He'll set you free. We're more than conquerors through Him that loves us. I'm just like a bunch of people I used to show in jail. They was jailhouse Christians. When they in jail, they was Christians. When they get out and lost their Christianity, they went back to stealing these other things again. But they were cons. We shouldn't be cons. We shouldn't be conned into going those sinful ways. And that's what we do. We need to really be above board every day of our life, walking in His victory, walking in His love, walking in His concern, that we might grow up into Jesus. We might grow toward Jesus. We might be satisfied with Jesus. We might walk worthy and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing according to His glorious power with long suffering and with joyfulness. That's the word of God, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partakers. He has made us to meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints of life. You know, nowadays, I'm amazed. But people really don't want to know God really well. And I guess that's the trouble. People really don't want to know God. But one of these days, we're going to have to face Him. I want to face Him before. I want to know Him before. Have to give me something to change. Change my life because He is glorious. And what He has to offer for us is beyond any question of any. You know, we have a little fun, right, maybe for my life. I'm 75, and it's been a short life. All I've done is work hard. I thank God for the time that I've worked for Him, but it's been a short. And life goes by very fast. It's like a vapor. It's here today, and it's gone tomorrow. It's like the grass that fades. The grass withers. And in that period of time, we have a time over here, whether to perform for the Lord or not to perform. And if nowadays if we're not performing for the Lord, then we're going to see some things that's hard, because when we need to pray, we can't change anything. We're actually maybe hindering things. We need to realize that God makes us, He's each one of us a portion of faith. That portion of faith is saying when the orchard's planted, it's going back to the orchard, but say in 5 years time, each one of these little twigs should start producing some fruit. A lot of our trees, I'm ashamed to say, a lot of them don't produce any fruit. There's immaturity. If I had titled this sermon, I would be being mature in the Lord. I think that I see so many immature Christians. Because the Bible says that we're to come out from among them, we're to be separate, we're to walk in love, we're to walk in His statue and His image. We are put on the Father's nature. So if that's not in us, those just those qualities right there, qualification, we're sort of behind a little step. You know, in the army, when you get out of step, it gets you real fast. When we get out of step with God, we start losing blessing. We start losing that that supernatural love that comes upon us. You know, when God's with you, He just supernaturally lets you know that some, maybe this don't happen to most people, but it does me. If you know that someone's healed, you know that God, it, to me that's worth, that's priceless. I was telling that therapist today, I said, I could not choose any, I didn't tell him this, but I could not have chose any occupation that I got what I got. Seeing the things I've seen happen, seeing lives I've seen touch, people that's dead, I've seen them come back to life. I have, my brother and Betty and numerous others. Brother Clinton and I went to see a young lady. We went there about 2 days after, and they said, well, she'd be there for, if she made it, quite a while. He went, took the phones, asked for her, and told him that she was gone. So we asked where she's at, and she was home. So we went to home. She didn't even know anything about it. She thought she'd just hide it from me, but that's what we are. We think we hide from God. God knows all about it. See, He knew all about it with her. He wanted her to help, but she didn't. She wasn't interested, really, in knowing anything better. She was just thankful that she wasn't where she was. And that's true. I know that girl. She wasn't really interested in having a deeper life. She wanted to be able to control. There's so many people that want to control their life. I'll give this to God, but let me, I'm going to keep part of it. God says we must give Him ourselves. If we will spend our life, Lord, He will give it back to us. If we keep our life, we're going to lose it. That's really an odd saying, but that's what, see, this body is not our own. It says we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Out there tonight, you don't own your body. We don't have it. God just loans it, and we're hoping fully that we will give it back to Him. And if we give it back to Him, with it, He's going to give us eternal life. He's going to be with us while the time we're here. He's going to prosper us. He's going to help us. He's going to deliver us from the hands of the enemy. He's going to keep us in a plain path that's very true toward heaven. We don't have to worry about any curves in the road, because God's going to cut those curves out and make a straight line to heaven. And God be for us, who will be against us. But for those who take up some of the walk, some of the way, they're going to have hard trials. I see people that when they went down the road, latter calamity, I knew a lady, she would really love the Lord, but she got tied up in a way that she committed suicide. So, you know, life is very short. I can tell you a lot of stories about people. A lot of people that have started well. You know, a fellow here in town that killed himself. He was on his way to heaven. You know, so we got to keep our eyes upon the Lord. It's only through God's mercy that He keeps us. There's some that don't get spared. They're on their way to a wrong side. God's sparing us. He's having mercy upon us. The God of all comfort. He comforts those that are in trouble. But the comfort that we comfort us that are in trouble also. God before us, who can be against us? God's here to help us, to touch us in the mighty way. Getting back on this, that we might grow into His love. You think about it, God has a project out here. We're all supposed to be learning. Pretty soon we can go take our rightful place in the work field. A lot of us, we're drones. We can't do what the Lord wants us to do, so we're still going to church. We're still going through the motions. That's the end of it. No power. We need power in this last hour. God's made forceless. He's forced us into something that's gigantic. He's compelled us. It's not by might nor by power, but my Spirit, said the Lord. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Greater is He that's within you, He that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For I've not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Nay, and all these things were more than conquerors through Him which loved us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things coming, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be ever separated from the love of God, which in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing. We need to hide God's word in our heart. This word, I was there this morning in therapy, and I would just walk on a treadmill and these kind of things I can make you do. And I was quoting scripture that I knew I had about 10 minutes ago. I was quoting this word of God. The word of God is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But also the word of God becomes a peace that relates within our hearts, that we can use it, and I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can claim that. I can pray that. We need to pray those things in our heart. Greater is He that's within me than what I'm facing against this world. We're more than conquerors through Him, which loves us. We need to pray those in existence. That's the prayer that I'm going to call on God, and He's going to hear me. God's word is like ammo. It's strong. It's word. It's powerful. It'll help you. It's sharpen the two-edged sword. The word of God is life. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. If we speak these issues in our heart, God's going to move mightily. I'm really, Karen and I really feel the love of God. I'm having more trouble with my voice. But I pray that God will bless you out there tonight. I pray that you will think about what's been said. I pray that God will show you, help you rearrange your life this night. That there will not be a question this day forevermore that you'll choose the Lord Jesus Christ. You will choose to walk in His power, walk in His nature, walk in His judgment, that we might choose to receive life, that we might be alive unto God, but dead unto sin. That seems like it's a big question that many people, there are many people alive unto sin, but dead unto God. But that's backwards. We're alive unto God, but dead unto sin. So we need to really work on these areas. Help us that we might rise the place. And we don't need to be anemic no longer. Planting our, we are get our trees in the ground like for 7-8 years. We should start producing fruit. Out there tonight, you need to produce fruit. You need to get produce love. You need to produce the love of God. You need to have that word hidden in your heart that you might not sin against the Lord. The word of God is powerful. It will help you. And the Spirit of God will also motivate you. The Spirit of God will intertwine with the word of God. And it will build you as a mighty tower. You will be a mighty vessel of praise. You will be a mighty vessel that can be used by the Lord their God. You can walk and pray for people. You can pray for those that need help. You can come to the place that you are, help yourself. And you can be that one that will help the Lord. You'll move in the Lord. You can move in His Spirit. I'm going to close right now, but God is here in a mighty way. He's here to bless you. He's here to save you. If you have a need this night, just give it to Jesus. Whatever that need is, just tell Him, I want to give you this, Lord. I'm ashamed of it. And you know, God will work with you. He will help you in all those areas because the Bible says at that time, lest our nakedness come and show shame to us. Our nakedness is when we have sin that's uncovered, isn't hid in the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's open. So the open shame is against us in a very powerful way. I pray that you bless your people this night. Touch them in a mighty way. And I pray for the Spirit of God to move mightily this night. And I know the Spirit of God's here because I've had such a trouble with my words tonight. I know that God is going to move mightily. He's not by might or power, but by His Spirit, said the Lord. Lord, I pray for a mighty blessing. Touch the people this night in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.